In fact, one man who taught Calvinism before John Calvin was Martin Luther. He came roughly 30, 40 years before John Calvin, and Martin Luther, I don't care what Baptists defend him, he believed in Calvinism. There's no question about that. In 1525, Martin Luther wrote a book called On the Bondage of the Will. The Bondage of the Will. Now, I have happened to spend about 15 hours reading through that book. I didn't finish it because it was very boring and because it was the same heresy and I just didn't make it. Maybe one day I'll be able to finish that book. It's a long book. On the Bondage of the Will. But listen to the title. Does that sound like he believes in free will? On the Bondage of the Will? In fact, the reason why Martin Luther wrote that book, it was a response to Erasmus, who wrote a book called The Freedom of the Will. Erasmus, who was a Catholic who also wanted to reform the Catholic Church, but he didn't want to reform it as much as Martin Luther, he wrote a book on the freedom of the will, that we have free will. Martin Luther responds and blasts Erasmus, saying, we don't have free will. And he wrote a book called On the Bondage of the Will. And then Baptists will tell you, Martin Luther didn't believe in Calvinism. I mean, it's like, why don't you educate yourself before saying stuff? Right. Make sure you know what you're talking about, because I happen to have read a lot of that book. On the Bondage of the Will. And look, there's quote after quote after quote. He doesn't believe in free will. What Martin Luther was, if he lived today, is he would have been a four-point Calvinist. He would have believed in the first 4 points that you're forced to get saved, but then you have the free will to throw it away and then burn in hell. Now, that doesn't make any sense. But look, I'm not claiming Martin Luther was very smart. I'm claiming he was the most bobo, you know, religious leader that ever existed. Because that doesn't make any sense. Calvinism is an all or nothing thing. And when you go in between, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't line up, okay? Here's a quote from Martin Luther. Because that's how people defend it. They say, well, Martin Luther, he didn't believe in Calvinism because he thought you could lose your salvation. Wait, are you going to defend somebody for saying that they can believe you can lose your salvation? Here's the proof that he's not a Calvinist. He taught you can lose your salvation, and that's why we support him. It's like, what in the world? Because what we teach is, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Amen. And yeah, I agree with you. There are quotes when you read, and look, I've read all of Martin Luther's commentary on the book of Galatians, the book of Romans. And yeah, you know what? You go to Galatians 5, he teaches you can lose your salvation. I don't deny that. He wasn't a Baptist. But he believed in the other 4 points of Calvinism. Here's a quote from the book. I frankly confess that even if it were possible, I should not wish to have free choice given to me. What he's saying is, you know, we don't have free choice, but, you know, if we could have free choice, you know, I don't want that. I want to be forced to believe. And wish to have free choice given to me, or to have anything left in my own hands by which I might strive for salvation. He says, I don't want to have free will. I want to be a robot. And you know what? That sounds good if you're one of the elect. It's like, hey, I'm perfectly happy that God forced me to get saved because I don't care about everybody else going to hell, right? Every Calvinist will tell you that they're one of the elect. Show me the exception to that.